Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. We ready, or at least I am. I don't know if you ready. I got a lot of motherfucking shit to talk about, because goddammit, October is like less than a week away. Man, there's still plenty of time for you to enroll. SW is having that October semester get started. Now, the enrollment period is going to be over on the 30th of this month and until the following semester, of course. So just, oh yeah, you guys got to know, I got a new website. It's not really new, but AskRosebud.com is no longer mine. So, we got to deal with RosebudTheAuthor.com. RosebudTheAuthor.com. SW and the confidence course is there. I have not put all the tools up yet. I'm going to. It's just I got to get all my shit together before I, you know, really just tell you it's wide open. But it is open for you to see and for you to, you know, if you need the information about the course in the fucking Sidewalk University. So, there's a reason. I mean, this is something that I got to talk about. And I don't know what you don't think about it. And I'm not, like, anti this. But there is a reason that so many of our kids are going gay. It's a reason. And I'm wondering, do you care what it is? I mean, you know, you might not care. You know, if you was born after 2000, you probably don't care. But the reason, I'd like to share my thoughts, and let's just see if you agree. You know the line is open. The call-in line is always motherfucking open, 845-277-9263. So you can call in. Let me know what you think. Single mothers, I'm appealing to you on behalf of your sons. And parents in general, I'm appealing to you on behalf of your children. You gotta listen to my shows and hear the information that I'm going to be sharing with your sons instead of guessing that I'm going to be telling them all about pimp shit. I know your sons need me. I know your kids. They don't necessarily need me, but they need someone like me to try to bring some sense to them. As much as I need you to, they need me as much as I need you to permit me to kick it with them, because I'm thinking about a new show. I mean, you know, I hope some single mothers are out there. I get emails from you, so I know you're out there. So call in and let me hear what you think. But I want to, you know, have responses on here so people can hear it. Because it's really amazing if you think about it. I've been rolling with my male confidence for over 15 years. And it's still going strong. And I told everyone in the beginning, I'm not going to be the kind of person to make you need me. I'm not going to be the kind of person, I hope I know you 20 years, but I'm not going to be selling you products for 20 years. I told you that I wanted to sell you a product one time. And that's it. And that's the confidence course. And once you have it, you have it. Why would I need to sell you something else? There's going to be men, young men that don't have confidence every year. If that's the case, I'll never, you know, run out of people to appeal to. But what I'm, the point I'm trying to make is each new year, a lot of boys start searching for their manhood. And many of them find it. And a lot of girls start searching for their femininity. And they don't find it. Now, that's where I come in. Now, a lot of single mothers, not a lot, a few single mothers have reached out to me and asked about my course and shows. And I got to tell them, you know, I don't really have a course for your young son. You know, I have my courses for men. And well, why don't you get something for young men or young boys or... You know, and I've been thinking about it, or I've been thinking about it, but I just never really thought that. And what's weird is that before I start doing this, I wanted to be a third grade teacher. So it seems to me, if I, you know, wanted to be a third grade teacher, I would be laying to create some sort of environment for young boys. To remain young boys. Because believe it or not, you might think I'm paranoid, but they have elementary schools where they're influencing the boys. They're influencing them to entertain losing their masculinity or getting rid of their masculinity. You know, I am not against what people do, but I am for letting the motherfucker decide on their own. I ain't for you steering a motherfucker to do something. Because you know, how many principals are gay? How many counselors are gay? Come on. You know, they sit up and say what they say. But at the same time, they don't believe I'm not going to fucking try to persuade them. But I'm a regular person. I'm going to try to persuade them to be regular. You're not giving him a chance to choose. Man, this shit is crazy. But most of those women have heard of Rosebud, and they're concerned that I'll be filling their head sons with street stuff. I mean, excuse me, filling their son's head with street stuff. I'm not going to do that. And the only way for you to believe me is to keep listening to my shows. Because I do talk to men. And I do talk about street things. But I don't put street shit in their motherfucking head. They already have it in their head. They're trying to clarify something about it. If you think I'll fake it because you're calling in to listen, then, you know, listen to my archives. That shit is already recorded. Because I'm going to need your support. I'm talking directly to single mothers more, not more, equally as I'm talking to co-parents. I mean, you know, I think the single mothers will have a harder time accepting that you have a son and someone needs to direct them towards growing into a man. Everybody can't be asexual because that's how you're trying to raise your boys to be. He says, don't look at girls as objects, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, if you don't look at a girl as as an object when you're a kid, then hell, you won't grow into a man. The problem before, in my generation, we didn't grow out of that. The kid, see the girl, objectify her, blah, blah, blah. But at a certain age, he's supposed to start maturing out of that. He's supposed to start seeing them as a person. But now he's a dude. He knows he wants a woman. So he can't objectify. He's thinking like that, which is what I would prefer. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying before all this promoting this being gay, before all of that, that's what you did. That's how things happened, how, you know, we procreated. So my thing is to, why can't we get back to that? Life was better. The kids weren't committing suicide like they are. They weren't so afraid of whatever they're afraid of. I don't bash women, but I don't take the woman's position on those things that happen in life. How can I? I'm a man. That's what you're doing to your son. You're fucking him up, making him accept taking a woman's position. And you do that by not letting him be a little boy when he growing up. Oh, you can play with a doll. Oh, you can go in the bathroom and pee while your sister in there combing her hair. Man, I wish we would have did some shit like that when I was a kid. My parents would have did some damage. If we would have acted like it wasn't a difference between boys and girls, if it was my sister doing it, my mama would have never said the word, but I'm sure they'd be saying, man, that girl finna be like a man. And you know, it's the same for the boys. The boys, that boy finna be like a girl. That's what they was afraid of. So why were they afraid of it? I'm just saying. I don't take the woman's position. I'll always take the man's position. But let me tell you something. People tell you I'm fair as fuck. If that man wrong, I'm going to tell him. And believe me, that's all I'll promote to your sons. That is all I'm going to promote to them. I have never been a political dude, you know, although I got my personal opinions about shit. But I really don't understand what motherfuckers see beneficial. But I'm sure white people in politics are heading this country for destruction. I just know that. And our kids are just so vulnerable. 332, what's happening with you, bro?
What's going on, Rosebud? I'm just trying to clock in and let you know that, man. I salute to you. You know what I mean? My flowers go out to you. You always was a stand-up man. And you continue to be. You hear me?
Yeah, you know it. Thank you. What's up? You got a question?
The only question, I don't really have a question. I just got a statement. More than likely, like, to be real, it's a, like, you know what I'm saying? Absence all the bullshit, what people judge of you, and make sure that you a stand-up man with whatever you do. You dig what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but how, what you're saying, being real is about that, but how do you see that in a dude?
Say that again. Hold on, I ain't hear you. Say that one more time.
I mean, the things, you're not making me understand clearly what you're saying, but I hear you saying of being real and being stand-up and all that as far as attributes of a real stand-up or a man, but what is the question? What made you call in? Was it just to give me accolades? Which, you know, I accept that too, bro. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I like to get to the question.
Of course. I'm just saluting to you, and, you know, I'm tuning in and letting you know that I'm here And I love the knowledge, and I appreciate you for that, because ain't too many stand-up people around, you know what I mean? Staying official, keeping the real at all times.
I got you now, brother. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Love.
You know it. See, this has always been going on. But they had some reason to keep it on the DL until Obama won. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, fantastic, bro. Hey, I came in. I think you're having a conversation about homosexuals, right?
No. I'm having a conversation about parenting.
Right. And that just popped up in it?
You came in on the part about, I'm saying, why are our kids, you know, so many of them turning gay?
I know, man, it's jacked up, man, but I'm saying, you know, I'm thinking, man, we don't talk about it, man. We just got to be ignoring that shit, man, over the aerial waves.
This ain't about gay. This is about something totally different, because you need to go back and listen to the show, because what I'm saying is the responsibility of not making your kid gay or not. But I'm saying if you're growing them up with no rules, I'm saying you ain't making them do what boys do or do what girls do. When I was a boy, when I was a kid, and I had to piss like a motherfucker, and my sister was in the bathroom, I couldn't go in the bathroom and piss. I had to take my ass outside or I had to hold my piss. Now, I had been to women's house. I done been to women's house where that boy got the piss and he done went right in there with his sister and they're combing her hair and they thought shit about pulling his dick out and pissing. That ain't that boy's fault.
That's where the problem. Yeah,
but that's where the problem and all the craziness starts. Yeah, but bro, you ain't listening. That ain't that boy's fault. That's that parent's fault. That parent is not making him grow up and distinguish between boys and girls. So if you can go in there, and because our parents didn't let us do it, they didn't say, boy, I don't want you to go no girl, or girl, I don't want you to be no man. But that's what they was protecting. They was protecting the sexes. They was making us be sexes, men and women, potentially. But no, today, oh, yeah, boy, you can play with a Barbie. Man, I wish we would have grabbed a Barbie. We'd have got a whooping if we fucking grabbed a Barbie to play with it. The only thing we could grab was a G.I. Joe or something like that, or a fire truck. And they say that's wrong now. This is about, as far as this particular segment, is about why are so many of our kids going gay. And that's because they have no sexual identity. They're trying to make all kids grow up asexual, meaning they don't identify with any sex. That's what they're trying to do. That way they can control the population, because that's what it's all about. And
I agree, my brother.
I don't care what you or your brother or your sister do as far as that. My daughter is gay, so I don't really care about that as far as negative or positive. I'm just saying, when I was a kid, for the boy to be gay or the girl to be gay, they had to be big and fat or ugly or something had to be wrong with them. I'm serious. They couldn't just be out with everybody. And if that's the case, they get with another person like that, be a girl if it's a girl, that was that. But now, it's not that. It's not that way. There is, well, I guess it never was going to be.
It's confusing, bro.
is what?
Confusion.
That's what it is. Hold on. 332, what's up?
Yeah, basically on the topic that you're talking about, they trying to deceive the thing of gender. They don't want people to know the difference between a man and a woman, a girl and a boy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's some,
hey,
it's
hey, let me ask you, let me ask you something. Do you know what asexual means?
Asexual?
A, the letter A,
yeah.
Sexual. Do you know what it means?
I don't know the definition of it, but I know that these motherfucking society today, they're trying to confuse the children. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
they're trying
bro,
to fucking
listen, I'm trying to help you to something, bro. I'm trying to help you to something. What I'm
all
saying
right.
is you're not repeating the words I said, but as far as asexual, you just gave the definition of it as far as what I'm talking about. They try when I said they're trying to make you be asexual, they're trying to make you not identify with it, you being a boy or a girl. They're trying to make you just be
either
a person.
Or.
Just be a person. You know, you're not a man. You're not a woman. You're just a person. We're all people.
Right.
You know,
right.
that's what I'm saying, bro. So my point is, for your information, that's what asexual means. And when you hear it again, now you know.
Okay. I salute to that. I salute to that. And that's a fucked up thing because they ain't make Adam and fucking Eve. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but check game.
This shit is all twisted out here.
Fucked up.
Check game, man. You guys got to pay attention to this now. I'm going to sound kind of crazy, but I watch this shit. This science. All this shit. God and religion, 2,000 or whatever years old. I mean, Christianity, not God and religion, excuse me. Christianity.
Yeah, right. Christianity.
Christianity is 2,000 or whatever years old. I'm saying this. At one time, we didn't even believe we went back men, or, you know, humanity, went back too much further than 2,000. Now, I'm saying with all of this shit going on and all this archaeological digging and shit going on, they're discovering shit. Think of this. At one time, the land is like, let's just use the number, 8 feet above sea level. Now, when that ice age melted, it created a situation to where the land that was 8 feet above sea level is now 100 feet beneath sea level. Can you imagine how many cities and different things got buried in that shit, which is what these archaeological motherfuckers are finding, dating shit back 15,000 years, man-made shit, pottery, doors, all kind of goddamn shit, 15,000 years old. Now, I'm not saying I go for the number 15,000. I'm saying they're saying what they're finding is hella older than 2,000 years is what I'm saying. So who's right? What's right? You can't really believe none of that stuff. You only
that's right.
You got to believe.
Right
what
now,
you
that's
believe.
When we tap into the spiritual being. Now, you know, we divine, civilized people. You know what I mean? The black man is the God, so we here to reproduce. All that other shit is just bullshit to blind us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you this. I don't agree with what you just said. Because I ain't finna put black men or whoever ahead of whoever. I'm saying this. I believe what I believe about my motherfucking people. And I believe I've been the deal as far as on my people's side. But about
that's
me saying
right.
The black man is the God and all, no, nah, man, I ain't believing none of that. Because I believed that the earliest man was a descendant from Africa because of whatever the science was saying. But that was when they went
and
back on the... That was when they went
and
back 5,000
years. That's the melanin man, right? That's a melanin man, right, bud?
Do
that's
what?
A melanin man, right, bud? That's a melanin man.
Melanin?
Melanated. Black man.
What does melanated mean?
Black
that's
man,
what you
bro.
Just said. You just said that's the origination.
Okay, but like melanated out of the way, bro. I ain't talking about what you saying. I'm talking about the word you use that I wasn't familiar with. I'm not like the average motherfucker. I can't talk if I don't know the word. Melanated. What does that mean? Melanated means anybody with dark skin?
Black folks.
I never heard that term, man.
So you can survive the sun. You can survive
that,
the sun
that,
better. You don't
that,
get
you got,
skin
got,
cancer
got,
all that.
That go in the sun and they skin start peeling. And then you got people that go in the sun, the vitamin D. See, we the original man. The black man is the original man.
Look, as far as science, they said that black man is the original man. You know, or the original man is from Africa. The black man. But listen, that was when...
It's beyond Africa, though.
But listen, that was when they was researching shit theoretically up to 5,000 to 8,000 years. Now they researching shit from 15,000 years. And they're finding remains from different races. They didn't know the fucking what's the motherfucker that did the boat? Norwegians or whoever. They didn't know that this motherfucker was in this country 5,000 years before Columbus discovered it. You gotta watch these programs, man. This shit, I ain't going for all the numbers. I'm just going for what they saying. Because in reality...
Yeah, but they say believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. You understand? They going to tell lies to your vision. You dig what I'm saying? They want to keep the
ground. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't think you can date something exact 15,000 years ago. I don't think it's possible to date something 200,000 years from now. I don't think it's possible to estimate 2 million miles from here. They're just speculating, man. So that's why I don't believe the numbers. I just don't believe you can't do it.
That gives you right not to believe on a speculation, though. So.
But I'm saying,
that's why they say fuck the speculation.
Either one of you know what? Hey, bro, please. Do either one of you know what a light year is?
A light year is fast. It's supposed to be fast.
No, it's not.
No. Okay.
You ain't gonna believe what a light year is. A light year. Listen, when you come in your room and you turn the light switch on, the light come on immediately, right?
Yeah.
A light year is when you turn that switch on, it takes a year for the light to come on. Because light year don't measure time. Light year measure distance. So what I'm saying is, they talking about how far a light year is. They saying if you turn on a light and start going to wherever you're going and it's going to take you a light year, it's going to take you a year to get there, and you traveling at the speed of light.
Gosh.
I mean, measure that? I just can't believe they can measure that shit. I believe they can say what they say. They can think what they think.
Hey, bud. some information you got to believe, even though it's unbelievable, you got to believe it though, because they put money behind that information though. Okay, and they got masterminds on
that. That's not why you got to believe it. You got to believe it because you see it's true.
Definitely.
You can see what's true. Otherwise, I'm not saying they're wrong as far as what a light year is. I'm saying I don't believe they can measure that. I just don't.
I don't believe you got that.
They can measure a light year. How fucking far do you think the speed of light you're going to get? You're going to go hella far.
Hey, bro, you say we're living in an oxymoron, right? We're living in the world is an oxymoron, right?
We live in an oxymoron world, and you're absolutely right.
Exactly. So it's a lot of bullshit involved. So if they can just kick that bullshit, and a lot of gullible motherfuckers believe it, and they put it in the books, you know, that's how it goes.
Bro, hey, what do you think history is? Hey, both of y'all, hold on. 901, what's up?
Yeah, man, but I agree with you, man. I don't believe they could measure it either. I think they just got the best theory, man, and we just forced to agree with it because they got the best theory and we haven't came up with one yet. But
let me ask all y'all this. How do you know a foot is 12 inches?
It's just what we agreed
to roll with. It's just inches, though, bro.
It's just that. It's just what we agreed to roll with. It could be exactly.
We don't know. We just believe a 1 inch is this far, and we believe 12 inches is a foot. That's what we
believe.
You got to agree on something.
You got to agree on something. Makes it work.
Spell the alphabet. The alphabet. The numbers. All of this mathematics is all European. It's to keep you in a spell. You know
stop,
what I'm saying?
Right there.
They
stop.
The language.
Stop. You can't say bullshit on my motherfucking show. Mathematics universal. Mathematics has nothing to do with European. It's fucking universal. 2 + 2 = 4 anywhere in the fucking world. How they say it, the words they use for it may vary. But 2 + 2 = 4. You can't go anywhere where 2 + 2 = 7. Am I right?
I dig what you're saying. I dig what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that they taught us this language, right?
Yeah, man, but see, you don't listen. You be stuck on what you thinking. What I'm saying is this, bro. You can think however you want to think. I'm not arguing that.
Right.
When you state facts that aren't true, it's a totally different thing. You said mathematics is European. That's all I commented on.
Nah, I didn't.
That's bullshit. You ain't saying that on my show. Mathematics is universal.
I'm not saying anything about your theory. That they taught us the European language, English words that we speak. That's all European. That's a spell. You dig what I'm saying?
No, man. Because hey, check this out. Why do you think them niggas over in Haiti speak French?
Because you got different languages, bud. You got
Shit. Bro, that's what I'm saying. You acting like European got something to do with it. No, if we would have been somewhere where they spoke German, we'd be speaking German.
All right.
I'm just saying,
all right.
You know, you got to be more realer than that. Because you can't take your conversation deep. You know, when you say shit like that, somebody like me will check you on it, and then we gonna end up arguing because you don't want to accept it. So then I'm gonna leave you alone.
Nah, I'm not here to argue.
No, I'm not saying we're arguing.
You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Bro, I'm not saying we're arguing. I'm saying that's what happens when you say shit like that and it be wrong. Somebody's gonna check you on it, and then you ain't gonna want to accept it. and you're going to find yourself whatever in whatever situation. That's all I'm saying, bro. All
right.
You know, you can't be mad at me for showing you what's right. I'm an instructor. I cannot let bullshit, you know, go by. Do you agree that you can go nowhere in the world where 2 + 2 will not equal 4?
That's a fact. I salute that.
So this means mathematics is universal. No one
indeed
can claim
it. Is
no race of people can claim it. I don't know where it originated at. They say in Greece, but I don't really know. Was it Plato or Socrates? One of them motherfuckers. They suppose that created the numeric system that we use, base 10. But who knows? Because in Europe, they use metric. So a metric foot is not 12 inches. So that's what I'm saying. Who's to say a foot is 12 inches?
Whoever's in charge saying this shit. But listen.
Right.
In reality, whoever's in charge, in reality, that's what's up.
901. I'm 901, man. I'm saying this shit.
Yeah. Hey, look, you three brothers are, I like this shit. You know, if you got it already, man. But you know I'm going to hook you up with an audio book.
Hey, bud. Hey, you got the heart of a teacher, bro. You got the heart of a teacher, okay?
That's a
and
fact.
And I respect your mind,
salute
but
to y'all, man.
You know what I mean? You well-versed on a lot of different things, so that makes a respect.
That's right.
Okay?
Hey, bro, right. I appreciate that, man. And you three guys, I'm not going to say none of your phone numbers or anything. Just make sure you put your phone number in the email. Email me, askrosebud@gmail.com. You got to do it today or else it's not, I'm going to be just forgot. What I'm saying is, one and two, I'm sending it to y'all. 12 hours, pure dope.
That's love.
Make sure you hit me today, though, man. So I'm going to get on with the show, though, bro. Y'all, look, man, I love this shit. This is what we do. You know, this is real shit. The thing about me is I understand. I started saying when Obama won, when he, I think it was inauguration day. What's his name? The mother, McConnell, Mitch McConnell, was in a hallway with some Republicans, and they said out their mouth, and they knew they was being filmed. That it's okay, he's won. But we're not going to let him pass anything. Now, okay. That was just saying, that nigga won. We ain't going to let that nigga pass anything. But what really happened is once he won, he became the most important person in the world. And white people start going crazy. But they couldn't do nothing. So they just was treating him like a nigga. But they knew this nigga was the most powerful motherfucker in the world. So they undermined everything he wanted to do. And as they were undermining, the politicians undermining it, the Republicans in the public start coming out the closet. You know what? Fuck them niggas. You know, if they could do the president like that, fuck niggas. You know, it became like a movement. Yeah, man, fuck this shit, you know, whatever they call it. Immigrants coming over here, taking their rights, whatever. And today is the result of the revolution that these motherfuckers are in their mind that they're going through. Because to them, they're hurting us. I mean, I guess they hurt me, but I can't feel it. So if they hurt me, I don't care. I mean, I ain't speaking for black people. I'm just speaking for me. I'm not going to hurt me for fuck. So I can give a fuck what they really think. Because I don't fuck with them. I ain't going to try to, you know, borrow nothing. I ain't finna look for this over here where they gonna be trying to tell me how to live. No, motherfucker. I'm happy. Just the way I am. And you got to understand, hold on one second. Obama had one foot and one arm tied together. And he still did more for this motherfucking country. Then I ain't talking about black people. I'm talking about this country. Than any other motherfucker could do with a motherfucking one of their hands tied to their motherfucking foot. And I know there's a lot of people do not believe what I be saying about Obama because they believe the other racist bullshit first. Oh, Obama was the most fucked upest guy. He did this. He did that. Well, that's fucked up to you, but I'm saying he sure made the country be perceived as a monster. You know, don't fuck with him. Now, Trump, he was seen as a real monster. So, not the country, Trump. So, didn't nobody, you see, everything's fucked up, fucking with him. Every fucking thing, the offices are fucked. We wouldn't even have this pandemic if the offices that motherfucker closed down would have been open. 513, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, bud? What you know good?
You hear me talking, bro.
Hello?
I said, you hear me talking. What's happening?
Yeah, I got you. I got you, boss. You said a new semester of SWU was about to start, and I was wondering how to sign up for that.
Bro, my email is askrosebud@gmail.com. You know Rosebud got two D's in it. Hit me, man, and we'll talk. But you can go to Rosebud the Author. That's my new site, you guys, rosebudtheauthor.com. This is my new site. And it'll tell you how much it costs and all that, man, and how to, you know, sign up and you can roll. But if you want to talk directly with me, hit the email, askrosebud@gmail.com, and we can kick it.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Okay.
So you guys, you got to understand. I also know that motherfucker, Obama, tried to unite politicians on, you know, both sides. Not the only person. He's not the only one. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying that. But at every turn, the powers that be blocked him. Today's politics has escalated from what Obama went through to what slaves went through to now lesser people or lower income people. Right now, the white man's wrath is not focused on black people. Although black people is hit the hardest because they've always, you know, hated us. But what I'm saying is their focus is on all minorities. I don't care where you're from if you're a minority, except Melania. Except Mitch McConnell's motherfucking goddamn wife. Now, them motherfuckers is regular Americans. One Chinese motherfucker is wherever that Melania bitch from. They are Americans. But anybody else from their country? Anybody else from their motherfucker? Shit. With their ancestry or whatever the fuck? Try it. See how you like it. Boy, these motherfuckers are crazy. So, Biden is going through from the country. It was just from the politicians. At first, it was just some of the politicians on the Republican side, but now it's all the Republicans. Well, it was some of the Republicans at first. Then it became all of the Republicans, politicians. But now it's all the Republican people in the country. So that's who Biden is motherfucking fighting. The country of Republicans. So you abide by the law. I don't mean it like that. I said it wrong. You can abide by the law. The shit I'll say, fuck you and the law. And then they can legally explain it away. Otherwise, that's what the Republicans say. Yeah, you abide by the motherfucking law. I'll say fuck you and the law. And then they get voted back into office. See, one of the days between one of the different things today between Jim Crow days and now is the methods that's used to say fuck you, or the methods that's used to deny you your rights. See, Jim Crow motherfucker said, fuck you, niggers. You ain't getting shit. Today's politician motherfuckers say, I'm within my rights to deny you transparency. Transparency is what I say it is. Today's politicals do the same thing that Jim Crow did, except they do it to all they can affect and do not give a damn what race you are. If you're a white motherfucker believing the wrong shit, your ass gonna suffer the wrath of these goddamn politicians. And when I look back at my childhood and my ensuing adulthood, I'm amazed at how big of an effect my parents had on me. Because even though they were Democrats, they didn't have no damn opinion about politics. And we never discussed politics as a family. And individually, after we got grown, maybe I can remember talking with my brothers or sisters about some political something. But growing up, politics, never. Mom and dad never talked about politics. But they sure went and voted. So what I'm saying is, my parents was teaching us how to survive with white people, because they was niggas that had to survive as slaves. Now, they don't want to teach us how to be slaves, but they're going to teach us how to think as a slave would have thought, not about not doing shit, but about how shit can be done, because when you was a slave, nothing could be done. Shit can be done now, so you think you got some kind of fucking right until you walk in the store and they say, we don't serve niggas, and you got to get your fucking ass out. I'm saying, man, in my opinion, my parents was hella strict. And there was not one thing they would ask us to do. whatever the fuck we were told to do, we did it. Now, mom, you did it immediately, with no words. I'm pissing. John Sanders, get in there and empty the trash. I got to cut my piss off and go empty the trash. And I got to hold my piss while I'm trying to empty the trash. But since I'm emptying the trash, in that case, when I get out there, I'm in the piss. But what I'm saying is whatever you was fucking doing, you had to motherfucking stop when my parents said something and do whatever the fuck they was saying. That was when my mama said something. But when my daddy said something, my piss automatically stopped. I didn't even stop it. Because mama, she was just dramatic. I didn't tell you, boy, goddamn what? No, she never said goddamn it. I didn't tell you, boy, I'm going to whoop you every day. You know, she be doing like that. She ain't beating your ass, but she be doing that kind of shit. My daddy, boy, this is going to hurt me, boy, it's going to hurt you. But I'm going to beat your end. God damn, I can hear that shit now. That nigga say, turn it around. That nigga, he didn't try to hit you while you was moving. Oh, no. Turn it around. We would have to turn around and pose our ass up again. Hold the fuck up. God damn it. 337, what's up? I got scars from this shit now. What's up, man?
Can I talk now? Can I say something?
I don't know. Can you? What's up?
All right. Okay. Obviously, okay, well, you don't understand. And what the audience don't understand, functioning under the sun worsens before it gets better. Just like a damn champion boxer have his highs, and then one day he have his low, and it comes to an end. That's the same thing for like the American society. Whether you want to put the onus on racism or bigotry or homosexuality, LGBTQ,
okay, man, what's your point, bro?
Politics. Okay, I'm almost finished. But I'm saying everything under the sun, motherfuckers, it comes to an end. It comes to an end.
Is that your point? Is that your point? Shit come to an end? Now, see, that's bitch shit. He gonna do all that ranting. Then he gonna hang up. 313. What's up, man? Yeah, some dude,
what's
no
the
low.
Deal, bud? This Rod. How you doing, man?
Rod, what's happening, man?
I've been calling. See, I've been doing it. See, I ain't had time to call in. But you speaking on your podcast, my dad used to whip my ass.
Hold
ass
up, man. I can't hear you, man.
My fault. You hear me now?
A little better. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talking about your pops, that's just remind me how my pop used to whip my ass. What I learned from it was, I mean, it's consequences to action. But my thing is, what did you learn and would you whoop your children?
Man, I would whoop my daughter, but I didn't do it like my dad did it. The only thing I learned from getting a whooping was not that, I guess I learned it was consequences, but no, I learned that my daddy, him, didn't play. But I learned that if I wanted to get away with some shit so I don't get whooped, I better be way slicker. But, you know, that's all I really learned, you know, and as I was doing shit, because I was very smart as a little kid. So to my mother and daddy, long as I was getting them good grades, they thought I was the same good boy. But shit, you know, I could get the good grades, but I wanted to go out and chase pussy and steal bikes and all that kind of goddamn shit. So I had to go out. I had to go out and do that shit and make sure I don't get caught. And then you know, my friends, they could be out to 10 o'clock and shit. Man, I couldn't do that goddamn shit. I had to stay, keep my eye on the clock, because when that motherfucking street light came on, I better have my ass at home. You know, it was just like that. And I learned to maneuver and become the nigga I became with all them restrictions. I had a 12 o'clock curfew all the way up to the 12th grade. And I made it. Damn, I never got in trouble for being late. And nobody even knew I had a curfew. Because I was a monster the way I act. You know, I can leave when I want to leave. I ain't staying because you want to stay. You know, I was that kind of thing. Man, fuck all this. You know, and when I left, I'm not saying the party ended, but I always was the one with the weed and the cane. So, shit. Hey, listen to that. I forgot about that. I was selling weed and cane. And I fucking was making it all.
I said you was getting off.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm doing all that and still doing what my motherfucking mom and daddy was demanding. Getting my ass at home at the right time. You know, being this, you know, whatever daddy tell a nigga to do or whatever. If I'm finna go somewhere and do something and they tell me to do something else, I can't go where I was finna go. You know, I was all that. and I still had motherfuckers calling me soul, man. That fucking shit. That was some monster shit, bro. Hey, you got anything else?
No, man, right on. I appreciate you.
Holler back, man. Look. I'm serious. My pits was soft on his own. Period. Because showing respect was not an option in our house. The way it is today. You know, right now, my motherfucking grandchildren, they learned that. Their parents are the adults of today and believe, you know, kids have rights too. They do. They have the right to do whatever the fuck I say. As fast as I said it. See, kids are supposed to be controlled. How the fuck do they know what's right and wrong if you don't control them? To show them. Yeah, I said controlled. And I mean, they need to be controlled by fear. They got to be scared. They got to be scared of what's going to happen. Because if they're not scared of you, who the fuck they're going to be scared of when they go outside? Certainly not the police. But the difference between you and the police is the police can pull a gun out and kill that motherfucker. And tell your ass that you need to teach your kids to be scared of the motherfucking police, because we can kill his ass and we ain't going to jail. We got the whole country on our motherfucking side, so fuck your kid. But you want to tell that motherfucker he got a right? Yeah, he do have a right. And his right is to stay alive. All that bullshit y'all be talking about this country and what's right and what's wrong and shit. You already see they don't give a fuck about what's right and wrong. Shit. They go out, the kids go outside, they ain't scared of shit. And you know, there's some motherfucking cop out there just waiting for a motherfucking kid that ain't got no fear. My motherfucking mother and father must have known what was to come, because they instilled fear in us, not fear of white people, fear of repercussions. because that means you have to respect your actions, because goddammit, they got repercussions. If you can stand it, go on and do it, because you certainly going to get checked in my fucking house. My cousins didn't even look like they did not come to my house because my mother's name was Lena, like my daughter, and they would call her Aileen. They knew Aileen ain't playing. Aileen ain't playing. She been to whoop you. She been to do all kind of shit. My friend was one of the ones that had respectful children. And everyone in the neighborhood know they would kick our fucking ass. But the thing is, what they was demanding of us, they did. Naturally. They led by example and purpose. And all my brothers and sisters and myself followed suit. We all are 12 brothers and sisters. Now, we followed suit even if it wasn't, you know, in the way, well, it wasn't that way, to tell you the truth, in the beginning of my life. And through my teens, I started seeing my father in me when I started parenting. I know my mother was not a hoe, but she was the model for how I wanted my hoes to be. My mother was always respectful. I'm talking about always. She was always in position to support whatever the fuck my father thought of. I mean, it was not about money to her. It was about representing that she was married to Clinton Dixon Sr. That's all my mother thought. A wife don't do this. A wife don't do that. A mother don't do this. A mother don't say that. I remember asking my mother what was the worst thing she ever did to my dad. Do you know? That was the worst thing I could have asked her. I didn't know it. But I just was talking to her. We were sitting at the table talking. And I asked her that, and she just goddamn broke down and cried. She just started crying. And I'm wondering, what the fuck can of worms have I opened? And I got up and I said, what's wrong, man? You know, holding the shit. And she... You ain't gonna believe this fucking shit. She looked at me and she said, when I was 17, I called your father a liar. I almost laughed. Mama, you can't be telling me that's what she cried about now. That's what I wanted to say. But I'm hugging mom. I'm hugging moms. And she cried a little more. And I'm holding her to console her and shit. And I thought to myself, that's the worst thing you did? And you remembered it all? She was like, I don't know, my daddy was already dead, so... Could have been 15 years before she died. I don't really know how old she was. But she was way older than 17. And she remembered it. I want my women like that. That's what I got from that. I'm telling you. I mean, she is his wife, and, you know, he would never have any reason to doubt her sincerity or her faithfulness to him. Can you imagine how you would feel if you really never worry about something like that? As much shit as I talk, I'd be thinking about that kind of goddamn shit. being faithful and being seen that way was very important to her in everything. She always paid attention to what she was doing, her clothes off, you know, because, not because, being that way is just a must-have in my women. I wanted my woman to respect that faithfulness and represent she's faithful to me at all times. So I feel like I'm really serious. And you guys got to remember, I warned you. I'm going to be talking about more serious shit. You know, I'm going to be talking about some man shit, too. So you better be listening. Because I've dropped a lot of motherfucking nuggets in this little bit time we've been talking. So, every morning, I think we all should look at ourselves and try to see what good things came from the two people meeting and falling in love. Because I'm saying, in the end, we are our parents. I'm telling you. I look back on my life and see just why and how I became Bud. This Rosebud character. I'm dedicated. I'm loyal. I'm honorable. I'm witty. I'm a leader. You know, I'm smart. I'm unafraid. I'm knowledgeable. Educated. I mean, history does nothing if it don't repeat itself. And every couple of years, I get a new crew of dudes, and it never fails. One or more of them motherfuckers get my, you know, course, and it starts to hit me about becoming a pimp. What's so bad is the way they come at me shows just how further fucked up the game has become, or especially will become with these weak motherfuckers. So, for many years, you know, people have been subscribing to me, my course, and I do not, and I repeat, I do not try to explain my course in regards to being a pimp. Man, if you want to be a pimp, you got to get it the way pimps get it, and that's out there, because I ain't going to try to tell you something to send you out there and get killed. Had me tripping. I've been uplifting dudes' confidence, and many of them are witness to it because it's successful. Yet, there's always dudes who just won't understand my mission. They always want to, you know, take me through shit. I've been on several dudes' shows, and they all do the same thing. And, you know, I don't have people on my show take every blue moon. But I'm saying, you know, I don't need no help. These other guys are just so insecure. And then you fall out. Well, I mean, you know, I've had my issues recently, and I ain't really falling out with no motherfucker, because, man, I never let a motherfucker get that close to me to where I need them like that. Now, if I don't fall out with my bitch, I'm talking about when she leave or when we break up, I don't hate that bitch. I'm saying, I just be, I ain't cool. I might, you know, be miserable because the bitch gone. But what I'm saying is I don't doubt myself. So, if you know, fuck, I owe my position in life to God first, of course. But I owe my position in life to me. Shit. I am the one who doubted myself just as you do. But I pressed on. I didn't let them doubt stop me. I'm the one that has to endure the uncertainty of the life I chose. Well, just like you fear the life you are about to choose. So it's the difference between men like me and you is we're not afraid of the unknown. And they are. 3, 4, 6. What's up, brother?
Rose, but I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you teach on Sidewalk University?
What do you mean, what do I teach?
What's your specialty?
Sidewalk University, there's only one curriculum, and that's male confidence.
So you teach people how to holler at girls or what?
How to what?
How to get women?
No. I teach dudes how to be confident, and I'm impress on them that confidence automatically gets women.
Oh, so that's the magic.
I guess, bro. I mean, I don't really know what you mean.
Well, now I thought, because there's other channels that help people to get women, but I thought you were the same.
No, man, I this is not about getting women. This is about learning how to accept who the fuck you are without faking, without lying to yourself, without trying to tell yourself you do this, you do that, and you know goddamn well you don't do it. So, you know, when you get that way, women are attracted to you. You don't even have to say much to them. You don't even have to really look for them. They look for motherfuckers like you.
Yeah. How much does it cost to get in your program?
You can get the course $850, but if you want me to teach it to you, you got to add another $500 on it, $1,350. To me, and everybody else have learned this, that when they get it themselves, they do what they do and they learn what they learn. But that same person, Cousin Sidewalk University, and get it through me, learn at least 10 times more than they even thought was there. You only learn, when you learn it on your own, you only learn 5 to 10% of what's in the course to learn. You know why?
Why?
Because you don't push yourself the way I would. You'll be satisfied.
Like
you'll be satisfied with some bullshit. I'm not.
If they pay you $1,300, is it just a one-day course thing, or it's like several weeks?
3 months. 3 months.
You speak to them every day, or what?
3 times a week I speak to them, give them assignments every day. Why, what are you grilling?
Homework.
Why are you grilling me, man? You want to sign up, or do you want me to talk you into signing up? Because I don't want to talk you into signing up.
No, I was just wondering. I don't have enough, but I was thinking about it, but I'm going to save up and then I'm going
to... What I'm saying, bro, is have you been listening to me?
For a little bit, yeah.
Well, you ought to know what I have to offer, man, and you ought to know if you want to fuck with me already. So let's get out, man, is what I'm saying, man. Quit playing. If you want to fuck with me, hit me. And if you don't, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, though.
All right, I hope you did, brother. I got to finish this up, man.
All right, cool.
All right. The thing about Bud, man, I ain't talking nobody into shit. See, I had a lot of uncertainty. I overcame that shit. Because I was real. And I had men like Philmo Slim, Delano, Shante, Joe Cato, Wicked Cricket, Hollywood Hots. Shit, I'm hiccuping. You know me, man. When I get to spend some real dope, I get these hiccups. 754, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing too much, brother. How about you?
I'm doing great, my brother. I'm doing great. I was on the call the other day, and you gave me the audio book. I just wanted to tell you, it's super fire, bro.
Do you like it?
Yeah, man, that thing, too many gems, and the story had me captured the whole time.
I appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely, bro.
Right on.
I just called to give you roses, man. I appreciate it, brody.
All right, man. Thanks. So what I'm saying is these cats are dudes I idolize. I mean, I was also lucky because I had my father who told me I could be the president of the United States or at least the president of your own company. And my mother was so devoted to her beliefs that it rubbed off on me, and I owe her for my tenacity, my wherewithal, my, you know, never giving up. 916, what's happening?
What's going on, bud?
Why? What's happening?
Not much. Just dropping you a call. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming through some little trials and tribulations, but everything is good. What you got to say?
Hey, wanted to ask you just a thought. So besides, you know, you being the age that you are and you recognize a lot in this generation, one of them is the lack of confidence and people lying to themselves. Thing that is rare, that when you bump into somebody, that it's rare that they have that trait, whether it be honesty, truth, whatever they may be. I was just curious.
Hey, you know what? That's a pretty good question, Ryan.
So like a person my age, let's just say I'm 38. Let's just say if you were to meet me for the first time.
The rarest thing for me to see is a person secure in what the fuck they think of themselves. That is rare. Mm. They always, not always, but most of them don't want to really talk about it. And then when they do talk about it, it's sort of evasive, and they want to hurry up and get through it. They never, you know, well, man, what kind of woman you like, man? You know, they never detail, well, what kind of goals you got, man? You know, oh, man, I just want to have it. I want to have it my way. Come on, what kind of answer is that?
Yeah, how?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That you're not talking to me, man. You just, you know, brushing me off with that bullshit. And I'm telling you, to answer that question, that's what's rare, to find somebody that really can talk to you for more than 5 seconds about themselves without bragging about some bullshit.
Got it. Cool. Okay.
All right, man. Good question, Juan. So check this out. I also owe a brother who he knew me from when I was John Dixon, Michael McGriff. He didn't pass, too. May he rest in peace. But that brother, he was the one to make me continue my education after high school because I was ready to go out there and sell, you know, weed and shit. And he was telling me how smart he thought I was. And he was this counselor or a recruiter or something at Sonoma State. And he recruited me. And I went there for 3.5 years, then the Pippin got me, and I left. But periodically, I'm talking about all the time I was out in the streets, I would come to Vallejo, and I would see Michael. And he never not asked me, when are you gonna finish your education? And I would tell him, man, you know, soon, man, you know, these streets got me. He said, man, I know. Shoot, man. But when you get time, you got to do that. I didn't realize how much that meant to me until years later when I started thinking about going to school. I had completely forgot about Mike. And I'm thinking about going to school and something made him come to my mind. then all I could see was this tall ass telling me, man, you could do that shit, man. Michael McGriff. But anyway, that's where my schooling started. He just pushed me to pursue it. And he knew I was a pimp, nigga. But he also knew me as a person. And he knew when I was ready, I was going to pursue those degrees. And I did. There's meaning me and I owe my position in life to. And to each one of my, you know, in my own way, personally or, you know, just through my thoughts, thank them. And most of them I thank personally, but, you know, a few of them, you know, got called before I realized how much they meant to me. Not Michael wasn't one of them because I told him that because he was alive when I got my master's degree. And I showed it to him. He was just so fucking proud of me. See, you want to know what's funny to me? I know I would not have been shit if my parents or my friends were any different than they were. I know that. 839, what's up with you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man.
I had a question. All right, if you in the grocery store and you see two attractive females and you walk up, which one do you choose? How do you decide which one to choose, which one to pursue?
Well, I mean, if you got one eye and you see one broad, I would imagine you deal with her. But if you got two eyes and you see two broads, why you choose one?
So, okay. So my next question is how you talk.
Let me ask you a question. Are these two bras together, or are you seeing them at different times in the store?
No, it's at the register. It's two different people. Like, they're not together.
Oh, they're not together.
Yeah.
So why would? But they close to each other.
Yes, sir.
Well, why wouldn't you just act like they was together and say, you two ladies certainly look good. You got to coordinate them clothes. And they going to start telling you that they ain't together. And whichever one really get you the action as far as start talking, that would be who I would focus on. But since I, you know, shot at both of them, I'd leave it open.
Okay. That's good. I appreciate that. Because that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, man, but I don't know what really be happening. You just, do you be imagining shit? Hey, what's your second question?
Well, just, yeah, how do I get at both of them? Or even if they're in a group, I don't know how to talk to the whole group and keep them, you know, engaged long enough for me to choose or me to make a decision.
Hey, bro, stop. You don't choose, bro. Women choose. You just get picked.
Okay.
If that's the case. What I'm saying is you got five bras sitting at a table and you didn't went up there and said hello and all of them grinning. You just say, what y'all doing here? You know, what are you fine ass, whatever you say. And they gonna say whatever they say. But they gonna say it one and nine. So that one that speak first might be the leader of that damn group. But, you know,
right.
you just wait and see. And see how you, after she speak, you know, since you wasn't really talking to her, you can say, well, what about you? And look directly at another one and let her say whatever the fuck she going to say. And then you can say, I bet all y'all here just make a person like me salivate. Whatever you say, man, that's how you talk to all of them.
Yeah, I appreciate the game, OG, for real.
That's what's up, bro. Be cool.
All right.
So, what I'm saying is, if I wouldn't have knew who I knew, if I wouldn't have been raised by who I was raised by, I just wouldn't be me. But more than anything, you know, next to God, because I do put God first. I'm not a Christian, but I believe in God. I just salute my parents, Clinton and Lena Dixon, them motherfuckers. But they was just bomb. They drove all 12 of us to excellence. I'm telling you, all of us. And I know I'm not the guy or the only guy for you young men, but I want to be a beacon. It's a beacon of light. A beacon of light that can change your fucking thoughts. Your thoughts on having confidence in yourself. You new motherfuckers. You don't know, you know, where you come from, and you don't know where you want to go. As you just read, you see, I mean, I'm not read, as you just heard, you see, I know my roots. And I honor and treasure them. And you need to know yours. I'm not talking about you, but I know motherfuckers that grew up or was growing up that didn't even know who their dad was. I can't imagine that. But I can imagine how fucked up it would be. You need to learn more about your motherfucking self. And if you can't do it, you know, you're on my course to really make you understand who you are. I got MP3s. They bomb. You know, I've had them for many years, and people just keep buying them because they don't. You know, the game in my audio book that the brother was talking about and all the tools are as important today as it was 25 years ago. They transcend any false information you may have gotten. You can go to cdbaby.com, get the audio book in little portions. I'm serious. I've been doing this shit a long time. My audio books is from the 80s. What's the first thing you must do to learn? I'm serious. What's the first thing you must do to learn? What do you think? See, if you guys was dope, you would call me, woo, 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 and answer, but nah, I got to go on the tape and answer because I can't wait for you motherfuckers to call. But I'm asking this question, and I probably would get a lot of correct answers, different answers, but correct. There's one thing that I'm going to emphasize. And that's because I'm an instructor, I'm a teacher. And that's, there's always more than one way to skin a cat. But I believe the first thing you must do to learn is accept that you don't know. 256, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? Hey, you were saying what the first thing to do to learn. I was going to say the first form of that would be imitation.
The first thing to do when you learn to learn is imitate?
Yeah, to try out whatever you just learned.
I mean, I'm not going to say that's wrong or right, but that is not my answer. My answer I just gave it. You have to accept that you don't know. You have to accept that you're looking. Because a lot of people miss all kinds of information because they think they already know. They're not listening. If you think you know, the door to learn is closed. That's how I feel. Now, I don't have to be right, but that's what I feel. You understand that?
I see what you're saying.
All right. Cool. See, to me, if you accept that you don't know, the door to learn stays open. 971, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I think I got an answer for that question.
Come on.
You told the brother to call in. I'm going to call in and tell you. I think, like, the first thing you need to know is to know that you don't know everything. You don't know. Just accept that you don't know everything, and it'll open the pathways and it'll open your mind to receive some new knowledge. But a motherfucker that's walking around figuring that he know everything in the world, he ain't got no room for no new knowledge.
Well, that's my take. Bro, that's not your take. That's our take, because that's the exact same thing I just said. And what I'm saying is, No, I'm not saying you heard it. You said it in your own words, but that was the exact same thing I said. You got to accept that you don't know. And once you accept that you don't know, the door to learn is open. And as long as you accept you don't know everything, your goddamn door stays open. I mean, that was exactly right, bro.
Yeah. And one more comment I wanted to make on the topic we was talking about like, you know, knowing yourself, where you came from.
Right.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. I came from a home with a mother and a father and a father who sat down and had conversations with me. And one of the earliest childhood memories I have is he told me, he said, son, you need to know who your grandparents are, and you need to know who your great parents are. And he took me around. He introduced me to all of them. And I know my grandmother, Pearl. I know my grandfather, Weston. My great-grandfather was Haywood. My great-grandmother was Linda. And that is, like, so important. And I feel, you know, it's very unfortunate that a lot of guys coming up today, they don't have no sense of that. They don't have no sense of that, but I had sense of that when I was like 7 years old, and I'm very grateful for that.
Wait. You didn't have sense of it because you was too young, but your dad had sense of what he was doing enough to give it to you, and you got it got it before seven, but you was really aware of it at around, let's say, seven. And you never forgot it. And I'm sure you giving it to your kids, right?
Exactly. We pick pictures on the wall and face-to-face meetings, family reunions, so they have a full understanding. Because I think that's the whole greatest common denominator with this identity thing. You have to know, like, your lineage, where you come from, the people you come from, your cousins, your grandmother, your grandfather. That is so important.
Hey, man, let me tell you, bro, I seriously agree with you, man, every fucking thing you just said. And I hope you don't have my book, do you?
No, I don't have your book just yet.
Listen. Hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud got two D's in it. askrosebud@gmail.com. Put your full phone number in it, and I'm going to give you both parts one and two, 6 hours each of some serious game, man, because I love what the fuck you just said.
Thank you.
All right, man, that was really uplifting for me to hear, because I'm telling you, as long as you know you don't know, you're going to learn. A lot of people are satisfied with how things are going. I mean, not even satisfied, just accepting how things are going. Change is necessary in your life. Especially, you know, when you find your energy being drained doing the same shit every day. When you really need change, are you brave enough to seek it out? Because that is key. You might sit up and say, man, things gotta change, man. I need to be doing something different. Do you stop there? Or do you start thinking about what can you do different? How can you change? What kind of things will make a change? I'm saying there's a hell of a lot of things you can do. If you find a way to change, would you use it? Some people find out that, you know what, all I got to do is start, you know, doing this. And you know what, that in the long run, that would bring out, they science it out like that and still don't do it. It seems that these are easy questions to answer, but they're not. That's why I ask them. They're not. You'd be surprised at how many answer yes to these questions and don't do shit. Like I said, a lot of people are just satisfied with the status quo. I'm not. Do any of you know the three W's? The three W's. What women want. I've been asked that again and again. What do women want? The first thing a woman wants is a man who knows what the fuck he wants. This is very important. You understand the number one reason you lose women is not knowing what kind of woman you want. The next reason that this shit is important is it will take much more than that first excitement that you feel. You guys going to be excited when you get together, but shit, it's going to take much more than that to remain together. And if you take it from there and use your own mind, I don't know what you like to do. Everybody likes to fuck. But shit, man, I like to, me personally, I like to talk about achievements before, during, and after I fuck. Because I know fucking ain't gonna keep me in this bitch together. This bitch thinking that she can go somewhere with me is gonna keep us together. And the fact that I ain't where I'm trying to go yet, and she actually can see where I'm trying to go, this just makes it better for me. And I told you, I'm a conceited, selfish bastard. I don't do nothing that ain't for me. And if you do, I feel sorry for you. But I ain't gonna be mad at you. Hey, I'm gone.